Johnson. The Plastic People of the Universe are known around the world for their refusal to comply with the Czechoslovak communist authorities throughout the 1970s and 1980s, and their particular brand of Czech psychedelic rock as well. In recent years, former band member Ivan Bierhansel and filmmaker Keith Jones have embarked upon an ambitious project to sort through the hours and hours of historic footage of the group to make a series of DVDs dedicated to the Plastici, but not necessarily as you know them. Following the success of the first DVD, which has all but sold out and become something of a collector's item, work has begun on the second in the series. Former Plastics bassist Ivan Bierhansel tells me where and how it all began.
It's about 4 or 5 years ago when I met Keith at the MOFOM, Music and Film, Film and Music Festival, and I told him that there is a lot of old footage about the band Plastic People of the Universe, and so we discussed some possibilities how to cooperate between band and the festival, and actually the first DVD came through from this collaboration with MOFOM, and also there was a screening, I think 4 years ago or 3 years ago, there was a screening during the festival. There was one event here in Cinema Lucerna where we show some new discovered footage and also some known and unknown footage from the history of the band. Yeah.
So you're now embarking upon the second of these DVDs. What's the difference between this one and the first one, which already came out?
The first one was focused just on year 1997, when the band was together again after almost 16 years, and we've got quite nice footage from professionals as well as from amateurs from 2 concerts. There are 2 concerts from Acropolis and from Plzeň, plus some interviews with the band, with the members of the band, plus some photo gallery from the same year. But this, the next one, the next DVD should be more historical. So we would like to put there the earliest footage, beginning from 69 till mid of 80s.
One of the central points of this next DVD will be a short documentary made by FAMU students about the band in 1969. The film was shot at a time when the Plastic People were still singing in English. Ivan Bierhansel suggests that it's a wonder the footage was found at all.
The footage is in the hands of different people, different countries, and of course it was sometimes quite detective story to find something. For example, this oldest footage from 69 we found in Uruguay, because the film director was in late 60s, he was student of FAMU here in Prague, and after political changes he left Prague to Paris and then to New York and then in mid 80s to Montevideo, and the film was completely forgotten for almost 4 years, yes. And we discovered original prints in Montevideo, yeah, just 2 years ago. Yeah.
So how did you find them? Because it's not the first thing you'd think of, to go to Uruguay and find footage of the Plastic People.
You know, it was quite complicated story. First, we were in FAMU database of all students in the history of the school, So we found address from 69 in Montevideo. So I just asked Czech Telecom to find phone number for this address. So I've got SMS with some phone number. So I tried to call there, and there was a guy speaking fluent Czech, you know. It was him. It was Cesar De Ferrari, but after 40 years, he was still sitting and at the house of his parents when he was in 69 as a young boy. Yeah? So it was quite good coincidence.
Keith Jones is an American-born filmmaker who's working on putting the series together. I asked him what exactly he would classify these DVDs as, a series of rockumentaries or a historical document.
It's an artist DVD. The series is designed to be not a proper documentary or a real film, because that's been done. What hasn't been done is to collect valuable and historically interesting materials connected with the history of the band from different eras and make it accessible to the general public. And because the DVD series is done in partnership with Levni Knihy and was originally associated with the Malfom Festival, it's always had a very public dimension. It's been to expose this material. But it's not a documentary. It's more a collection of materials which, when taken together, expose a sort of secret history of the band.
Ivan Bierhansel has gone through reels of old footage to make these DVDs. Does it not make him nostalgic to see all of this old film again?
You know, it was very, very nice to get this old footage, and also for the other members, original members of the band, and so, because they were very young, you know, and especially this film from FAMU, it's really very good quality. It's 35 millimeter print, and it was never shown somewhere, so there are no scraps. It's absolutely clear picture. It's very nice, a clear sound, and so on. So of course there is some part of nostalgia. Yeah, of course.
And do you remember all the things that your captured is doing?
You know, I was so young in the late 60s, so I was a kid, so I was in the band from late 70s, early 80s, so that's it. Yeah.
The Plastic People of the Universe cycle of DVDs started a couple of years ago with the release of footage from two 1997 concerts. I asked Keith if the making of the first DVD had taught those involved any valuable lessons for the making of the second.
I think we've learned a lot from the entire process, not just from making the first DVD, because it was conceived from the beginning as being a series of several DVDs, which will actually run for years. And also in terms of having the public screenings through the Česká Inspirace program, which were combined with performance of the band and showing in smaller towns around the Czech Republic, what we learned is that there's big interest in the history of the band and in these rare materials everywhere, not just in Prague. But it's not just a question of Prague underground, but this is a part of the history of Czech culture, which has value and meaning for a lot of people. And once we learned that and saw how successful the first one was, selling 5,000 copies, it really forced us to look at it in a different way, or to take it in a different light.
The second Plastic People DVD will be out in the autumn if all goes according to plan. Expect a third and quite possibly final installment in the series in 2010.